I'm Cherry Tan. I've been with Analaska for, I would say, more than 20 years. You know, I work right now as a KeyBank branch manager. I have been with Key for 11 years. And I am a mother of two kids. I have a daughter and a son. They are both at school, at Analaska City School.
And why are you running for re-election on the school board?
I mean, it's an eye-opener for me, you know, what I can do for my community. And my biggest passion is children. You know, how can I do something to make them explore, or what can I help the community itself? And I would really like to start with the school.
After 2 years of serving on the seat, how would you describe the function of the school board?
We're here, we're there for the kids, for the children. That is our priority. You know, see how the kids are developing and how can we make them and support them and help them to, you know, to reach their dreams, whatever they want to do in life.
And Unalaska School District is considered one of the best in the state by a whole host of measures. So what do you see as the main area in need of improvement right now? You've mentioned the peer climate among students.
The school right now is absolutely doing good, great, but there's still room for improvements. And that's the one thing that we're going to be working on.
And what is peer climate?
Well, it's just like how kids are, you know, working their relationship with each other, respect, support, and knowing that they're not only one, you know, they have their teacher that they can, you know, reach out if they need help. And then they also have friends or classmates that, you know, they feel like being welcome. So our school really have a mix of culture, and sometimes it's hard. But again, at least the students know that our intention is that to have that open doors, you know, whatever culture you are, is that just, you know, it would be great.
Well, thank you for your time, Cherry. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to share before voters head to the polls?
Well, the one thing that I will tell to the voters is that I thank them for coming to vote, and I respect their, you know, decision, whoever they want to choose. So just, you know, follow what you think is the best. And I'm just here for the children, to support them, and, you know, for the community.